Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Tzadi Vav Amud Aleph. And we are beginning the fourth volume, Chelek Dalet of Mishnah Berurah, Be'ezras Hashem Yisbarach. And we're beginning at the very top with Simen Shin Mem Hei, Din of Arba Rishuyos B'Shabbos. We are going to begin now the beautiful discussion of carrying on Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah begins with a introductory paragraph. And he writes, Arba Rishuyos V'chulei. I will first give you a slight introduction, and it's the following, the Chofetz Chaim says. Hinei hotzah mirishus l'rishus hevi mechlal shar melachos she'osra Torah lasus b'yom Shabbos. That carrying on Shabbos is one of those Yisurim that the Torah has given us of the 39 av melachos. Ve'hiviyu chachaminu alzeh ra'aya gam kein mikra. And in addition to it being one of the 39 melachos that aren't specifically always listed, there is a raya from the Chumash. Tchsiv, Vayitzab Moshe, Vayaviru kol b'machaneh. Moshe commanded Klal Yisrael, and a voice went through the machaneh that said, Ish v'isho ayasu od melacha l'sumas hakodesh. Nobody should do any further donations for the Mishkan. Vayikolei ha'am me'avi, and the people stopped bringing. Alma, we see from here, the Hava l'kol echod mirishuso shurishus hayochid l'rishuso shemose, that the bringing of each person from their house, which is their rishus hayochid, into the rishus of Moshe, which had the halachic status, shayo rishus harabim, v'nei shayu rabim mitzuyim sham, because Moshe Rabbeinu represented Klal Yisrael, and that's what Klal Yisrael stayed, hu b'chlal melacha, that is considered one of the melachos. And this is brought down from the Rambam in Reish Perek Yud Beis. Furthermore, the Chofetz Chaim says, "V'hu adin the also lahachnis me rishus harabim l'rishus hayochid." Likewise, to go the other way, to take from the rishus harabim and to bring it into rishus hayochid is also forbidden. Furthermore, v'yesh od rishus shlishi. There's a third rishus besides rishus hayochid and rishus harabim, sheshmo karmelis, that has the name of a karmelis, which is an in-between limbo type of a state, which later on we will learn exactly what the word karmelis means. Shehu eino v'chlal rishus harabim, v'gim einenu rishus hayochid. It's neither a rishus harabim, nor is it a rishus hayochid. She'ein lo mechitzos, kidin rishus hayochid. It doesn't have walls around it, doesn't have fences around it, a mechitza around it to make it like a rishus hayochid. Uchemur b'sif yudalad, we will see him here at Hashem, in sif yudalad. From the Torah, it doesn't have the status of being a Rishus HaYochid because it doesn't have mechitzas around it, and it doesn't have the status of being a Rishus HaRabim. So technically, you could move midoraisa from the Karmelis into Rishus HaRabim or from the Karmelis into Rishus HaYochid. However, the rabbi said, Avo Chacham Masru, the rabbis forbade you to do so, din de rabbonun, kidesh lo navo lahatir ayidezem, Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabim. It's too similar over here to a Rishus HaRabim, and people will mistakenly think you're allowed to carry from Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim and vice versa. And therefore, she'ein hakol b'kim b'dinim chitzos, most people don't know these laws, these are very complicated laws, and therefore, it could inadvertently lead, if we allowed you to carry midrabbanan, if they didn't institute a prohibition to go and carry from the Karmelis into Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYochid, it could lead easily to carrying from Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim and being over a real Issa Daraisa. Finally, there's a fourth Rishus, V'yesh Od Rishus, Revi, a fourth status, a domain, Shenikra Mekom Ptor, that is a free area, so to say. Ulched the common besofa simon, as we want to learn later on in this simon, what its halachic status is. Umutu lahachnis ulhotzi mimenu lechatchila l'rishus hayochid l'rishus harabim. Here, the rabbis didn't institute any prohibition, and min haTorah as well as min derabbanan, you're allowed to go and move things from a makom tur into rishus harabim and vice versa, or from a makom tur into rishus hayochid and vice versa. And the Chofetz Chaim concludes here, and he says v'chamuvor hakol b'simon shimon vav. These dina will be learned later on in simon shimon vav. Now we can begin Simen Shin Mem Hei with the very first Mechaber over here in Chelek Dalet. Again, a tremendous Hakoras HaTov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for allowing us to reach this huge milestone. And the Mechaber begins Sif Aleph. Arba Rishuyos L'Shabbos. There are four Rishuyos, which we just introduced in the introduction from the Chofetz Chaim. There are four domains, halachic areas on Shabbos that are Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabim, a Karmelis, and as we'll see at the end of the Mechaber, the Makom Ptur, that we just explained all of these right now in the very minimal amount in the short introduction from the Chofetz Chaim. And these four Rishuyos are the foundation or all the dinim of carrying on Shabbos are based upon these four rishuyos. And the Ramah tells us, what is this karmelis, pirush? This karmelis is defined as rachmol. The word karmelis is a play on the word kar, which is rach, the resh and the kaf, and the mal from melis means over here, the Ramah tells us, lo lach v'lo yovesh. It's something that's neither moist nor dry. It's in an in-between state, ela benoni. And that's exactly how one could describe a karmelis. It's not a rishus harabim, it's not a rishus hayochid. It has a little bit aspect of both. And therefore, hochanami, lo rishus hayochid, lefishe en lemchitzos. It's not qualified as a rishus hayochid because it doesn't have walls around it. Likewise, v'lo rishus harabim, it doesn't qualify as a rishus harabim, sheino dome ledigle midbar. It's not similar to the area of the encampment, the Klai Yisrael, where walked in the midbar with their degolim, each shevet with its degel, with its group and encampment, and therefore it is not as large as that, and therefore it doesn't meet the status of Rishus HaRabim. Therefore, the lav lehilucha de Rabim Avida, it wasn't made a karmelis for the huge amount of people that would normally be in a Rishus HaRabim. And that's brought down from Rashi. And therefore, this karmelis is this in-between state. And finally, the fourth category, which we already mentioned previously in the name of the Mechaber, which is the Makom Ptor. Now let's look inside in the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Aleph, where the Chofetz Chaim writes, Pirush, Karmel, this word Rachmol is similar to the word Karmel, which is Hakosu B'Torah, which is written down in the Torah. Hainu Shenimlo B'Yad, there it's talking about various types of grain with the ability to go and squeeze them or manipulate them in between your hand in order to remove the husk from the grain. The Eino Lach V'Lo Yavish L'Gamri, it's neither moist nor is it totally dried out. Elik Shemolin Osobiyad, when you're rolling it around in your fingers to separate the chaff from the seed, Humisrakech L'Gamri, it softens entirely and it separates. And this is brought down by the Korban Eda, the name of the Aruch, in the Bir of the Yerushalmi. Now, Dirshu footnote number one brings down several other definitions for the word karmelis. He brings down from Rashi and Gemara in Shabbos, Pirishu Loshon Yaro v'Charmelo. This comes from these words, Yaro and Charmelo, which means She'eno Mokom Hiluch L'Rabim. It's not a place where a lot of people walk, like a forest over here. And V'Gam Eino Osi L'Tash B'Shushu Sayochid. Yet, it's not made for individual usage. So that's why it's called Yaro v'Charmelo, and that's the word karmelis. Alternatively, he brings down from the Rambam in the Pirush of Mishnais and Shabbos, where he says it's coming from the Loshon Ki Armelis, like an Almona. An Almona is not a woman who is a Besula, nor is she a Bulasbal, nor is she married. So she's in a category of her own, again, similar to the fact that it's not a Rishus HaRabim and not a Rishus HaYochid. Sif Beis, the Mechaber writes, Ezel Rishus HaYochid. Now let's define what is exactly Rishus HaYochid. So he writes, Mokom HaMukof Mechitzos. It has to be a place that's surrounded by walls, by Mechitzos, partitions, that are givos, that are at least to the height of Asara Tvachim, of 10 Tvachim tall. Again, we've mentioned many times that Tefach is about 3.5 to 4 inches. So we're talking here somewhere in the area of about a yard to a meter, somewhere in between, let's say, 36 and 40 inches. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Beis explains, in Simen Shin Samach Gimel Yisbor, we're going to learn later on in Shulchan Aruch, Kama Mechitzot Tzarech, does it really have to be four walls? Or, if you have partitions only around some of the sides, is that also considered a Rishus HaYochid? So, how many walls, Kama Mechitzot Tzarech, Shehei Shom, V'od Kama Pratim B'Inyan Zeh? We'll learn many more details about this. We have, Baruch Hashem, a lot to learn about all of these dinim. And we'll learn these in the upcoming Simonim. The Mechaber continues and he writes, another din of the Rishus HaYochid is it has to be a certain size. V'yesh bo arba'ot tfachim al arba'ot tfachim o yosir. It must be a minimum square of 4 tfachim by at least 4 tfachim, a 4 by 4 square, or of course larger, o yosir. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Gimel explains, Hinei Sif Tes, we're going to learn later on in Sif Tes, it will be proven over there, Muchak de bo'iner shehei bein hamechitzos chalal arbo al arbo. You have to have over here, in between the walls, a space of 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim. And we don't count the walls in that. Ki ove hamechitzos ein mitstarfulis is that. If you want to say that we have an area of Rishus HaYochid, it has to be the hollow space in between the mechitzos, in between the walls, it must be at least 4 by 4. And this is in fact, Bizadas Rov HaPoskim, this is the majority opinion. In the Shaar HaTzion, no space, he brings down the Rabbeinu Chananel, the Rav Alphas, the Rambam, the Rashba, the Ramban, and the Ritva. However, he brings down there are others that disagree. In the Shaar HaTzion, Oz Gimel, one can see that this is Rashi, the Maor, the Tosfos, and Rosh. And they say, this opinion is, Yes min harishon shekosru, the gam ovi hamachitzos mitzarif l'shir zeh. You can include the width of the wall, of the partition over here, in the requirement that it be 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. The Mishnah continues and he says, "Uve El Yerabah hevi b'shem Rashba." The El Yerabah brings down the halacha in the name of the Rashba, and likewise, "Uchihi chay gabne isagam kem b'mochamos." And the mochamos, the same halacha, is brought down lechalik b'inyan zeh, to disagree with this opinion. And they, in fact, hold the mechitzos avos shiroyel laniach milamala daf agabeim ulishtamisham. If the mechitz itself is wide enough, it's very thick, that you could actually put a board on top of it and use it. So then mitzdarif ovi imachalo l'shir zeh. Then you can combine the thickness of the wall with the hollow space in between the partitions to make the minimum size of rishus hayochid. Kim shiroyel l'shtamisham, because you can use this top of the wall thickness. V'im lav, but if not, then ain mitzvah, if you can't use it to make the minimal required 4x4 area. The issue footnote number 2 explains that when we say over here that we're dealing with thick walls, it means very sturdy walls. Mechitzos chazakos, very thick, strong walls. The issue footnote number 3 brings down from the Chazon Ish that he doesn't understand the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah, who says that most of the poskim, in fact, say that the wall is not mitzvah. He disagrees and he says that rov ha-poskim do include ove ha-mechitzos, that are their mitzarif l'shir dalet al dalet tefachim. So a major machlokus over here between the Chazon Ish and the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, V'ayin ba'achronim sheskimu. He says, look, in those various achronim which we see in the Shaar Tzion, Osei is the Eben Ozer, the Tosef Shabbos, the Chemed Moshe, and the Prima Godim, all of them hold that this discussion, the chozel le'inyan shehei nikra shem rishus hayochid al ovi ha-mechitza milamala. This is only talking over here, this machlokus, as to whether the top of the mechitza has the status of being a rishus hayochid or not. Aval le'inyan cholo shebetoch ha-mechitzos, but the actual space inside, that l'kuliyama lo nikra rishus hayochid, kozman she'ein b'chalo arba al arba. Here he says that they all disagree that there's a machlokus about this. They seem to all say that the only machlokus is on the top of the wall, is that a rishus hayochid or not? But as long as you have a space in between the walls of dalet al dalet arba al arba, then it's a rishus hayochid. But if not, you cannot include the thickness of the walls. The issue footnote number 4 brings down a detailed explanation as to why this should be the case, ayin sham. The Mechaber continues and he writes that we've been talking now about a wall that goes up. The same thing would apply in halacha if the wall goes down, so to say. What do we mean by that? The Mechaber tells us, v'chein charitz, if you have a hole in the ground, amok, it's deep, asara, it's 10 tefachim deep. Just like we're talking about a mechitza that goes 10 tefachim up, so likewise you can have a mechitza that goes 10 tefachim down. The rochav, arba al arba, and the hole is 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim wide. So you basically have the reverse of creating a mechitza that goes up, you've essentially created a mechitza that goes down. And similarly, you have the same thing if you have a little mound, the chain tail. If you have a mound, the English word tel is the same exact as the Hebrew word tel, which means a mound, like tel aviv, the mound of aviv, tel hashomer, etc. So you have over here the word tel, both in Hebrew and English, means a mound. And if this mound, this raised area, is gavoa asora, which is higher than 10 tefachim high, v'rochav arbot, and it's wide 4x4, so this is no different than if you have a partitioned area. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Dalet explains when you're dealing with either the hole in the ground or the mound, he says, V'huadin amud gavoa asara tefachim. The same thing would apply if you have a post that is more than 10 tefachim high, v'rochav arba al arba, and it's wide 4x4. So the fact that it is 10 tefachim above the ground, as long as it is 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim wide, then it is considered a separate rishus hayochid. And he adds, v'chol ze afilu him omdim rishus harabim. This is true even if it's located, the bottom of the post is located in the middle of the rishus harabim, as we will learn in Yitz Hashem, ul chad kamei b'sif yud. Sifkat and hey, the Mishnah Berurah explains, avol im hatel, if this mound, o hamechitzos, or the walls, or the partitions that we've been talking about, hein pichusim me'asar tefachim, if they're lower than 10 tefachim tall, af shem rechavim harbi, even though they're very wide, lav rishus hayochid, that doesn't constitute a rishus hayochid. And therefore, vein tzarech shiyeh hatel zokuf begova, doesn't that be that the mound goes straight up over here, but it can even be a slanted mound, a rising mound, an incline. El afilu hu meshupa, if it's inclined upwards, im mislakate, if over a period of asara tfachim, over 10 tfachim bagova, mitoch shipua arba amos, over a length of 4 amos, So in this incline over here, if you go 4 amos in distance on the x-axis, it will rise up on the y-axis a total of 10 tfachim. So then, have a ki'ilu zokuf kulo. That's like you have a partition over there. V'harehu rishus hayochid bimkom gavo, and it would be a rishus hayochid where you're above 10 tfachim. This is found in the Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Kuf. The issue footnote number 5 brings down the interesting scenario where you may have a bar that is a depth that is less than 10 tfachim, but on the surface level, let's say you had 5 down, and then you have a heaped up border going up 5. So in total, there is a distance of a mechitza of 10 tfachim, 5 down, and 5 heaped up going up. So that is also constituting over here a rishus hayochid, because the total of 10 tfachim mechitza is present. There are many additional caveats to this discussion, in the rest of footnote number 5. The issue footnote number 6 also says there are a number of different ways that you can calculate, so to say, the dalid amos over here that you have in the x-axis in order to be able to go and call the y-axis 10 tfachim, ayin sham, in the issue footnote number 6 for those discussions. Now we go to the Ramah, who adds, Haga, yesh omrim deboinam be'elu arbo al arbo, hein ve'alach sonon. Now, in this discussion of 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim, is taken at its face value. It's literally 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim. But the Ramah is saying over here that there are those that disagree, and saying that this 4 tfachim is actually, when you take a right triangle, and you have one side is 4, and the other side is 4, the hypotenuse is 4 times the square root of 2. Everybody remember their basic geometry, that when you have a right triangle, you have a squared plus a squared equals b squared, where a is 1, so then it's 1, and 1 are the two sides of the right triangle, and the hypotenuse will be the square root of 2. So according to this Ramah, it's not really 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim, it's actually the hypotenuse that is the distance, which will be 4 tvachim times the square root of 2, which will come out, if you take approximations, to be approximately 5 tvachim and 3/5 of a tefach as the hypotenuse of this right triangle. And therefore, the actual distance over here of the Rishus HaYachid is not 4 by 4, but it's actually 5 3/5 by 5 3/5. As the Ramah says, Ukamoshi is Barla Kaman in Simon Shim and Tes, which can be found over there in the Hagos Sashri, and in the first parak in Shabbos, and in Tosus in Erevin Daf Nun Aleph. Mr. Burin Sivkot and Vav explains, Rosh Shalom, Ramah is telling us over here, Kamoshom, as it's going to be explained over there, Linyan Mavir Arba Amos Rishus HaRabim, the halacha of Nalad being carrying something, Dalad Amos in Rishus HaRabim, you actually ain't chayv l'kuliyama ad shiavir shir Arba Amos im alachson. The shir there is actually the diagonal of a square that's 4 amma by 4 amma, which, as we pointed out, sh'ola b'yachad chamesh amos u'shloshuchum shi'amma, because the same thing, whether you're dealing with tfachim or amos, you're going to have to multiply the hypotenuse by the square root of 2, so a 4 by 4 amma will be a 5 amma and 3/5 amma hypotenuse. Came bin yonenu, the same thing over here, lini rishus hayochid, a nikra rishus hayochid, achi yashir rochav arbo tvachim im alachson. The Ramah is telling us, just like by carrying, you're only over carrying, it's not, as most people say, carrying dalet amas rishus harab, it's actually 5 3/5 amma, so to over here, the rishus hayochid is not 4 by 4 tvachim, it's actually 5 3/5 tvachim by 5 3/5 tvachim. V'olo yacha chamisha tvachim u'shloshu chum she'tefach, as we just said. V'inei ha'levush hishmit hayesh omrim zem mechiburo. The levush disagreed with this Ramah and deleted it from his sefer, and ayin and el yirabah, shekos of shiyofi asa, and the el yirabah says that the levush is correct, shishmito, ki he rak das yichidah. This is only the das of a yachid over here. The chol rishon cholkem on there. Everybody else disagrees with this over here. Usvilu, and they hold the murak arba al arba meruba choshev rishus hayachid. A square 4 by 4 tvachim is a rishus hayachid, and it's different. The lodami the lekam in simin shimem tes. This is not like the halacha in simin shimem tes. Linyan havoras arba amos rishus rabim. We have to carry dalet amos. It means 5 3/5 amma. Ayin sham. And this is also v'chein agrod. Vilna Gaon holds like this. Dacha yeshomim over here. Hazemi halacha. The chosav gam kein the lodami the lekam in simin shimem tes. Ayin sham. He also agrees with the levush that this is not the halacha, and that's a unique din over there in shimem tes by carrying that doesn't apply over here in defining a rishus hayochid. Sif Gimel, Mechaber writes, Kisolim hamakifim rishus hayochid, the walls that surround the rishus hayochid, al gabeim rishus hayochid, the top of the wall also has the status of rishus hayochid, afilu einam rechavim arba, even though they're not 4 tefachim wide. The Mishabur explains in Sif Katan Zayin, wrote to Lomar, and Mechaber is telling us over here, sha'ayidei haksolim nase hachalo shubifnim rishus hayochid. These walls make the inner area between them a rishus hayochid, and in Sif Katan Ches, he says, therefore, the top of the walls also has the status of rishus hayochid, even if they're not wide dalit tvachim. Rotsu lomar she'ovi aksolim ein rochav avyon arba tvachim kishir rishus ha'yochid. They themselves are not four tvachim wide. Nevertheless, avilu hochi yeshem rishus ha'yochid gam al avyon milamal. They also have the status of rishus ha'yochid on the top, and the reasoning is that tam the kivin shem osim al yidei hekev shalem esecholol shebesochim rishus ha'yochid. They are making the rishus ha'yochid in the space in between them kavuchom shem atzman yu rishus ha'yochid. Obviously, they themselves are rishus ha'yochid as well. With this, we conclude the inaugural shir in Chelek Dalit.